This sheet is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas of Chaim Yesocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Reb Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend. Should be a minute's yosha for his very special family. The topic we will be discussing today is actually two different mitzvahs, which are one, two of the basics of Gemilus Chasodim, Mitzvot Sheben Adam L'Chavero. And the reason I would like to speak about both of these mitzvahs, both are associated with the beginning of this week's parasha. Vayero elav Hashem b'yeloinei ma'amrei v'yoyshev pesach u'oyel k'choy mayoyim Rashi brings, and it's a gemara soited af yudaled levaker esachoylo. It was yom shlishi l'milosoi v'kodesh bochu ba v'sha'al b'shlomo. And from this same parasha, we learn the importance, the significance, and the chashivas of Echnosas Orchem. So the Gemara says, in Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin, Gedol Echnosas Orchem, Yoter Mekabolos Bnei Shechino. Kodesh Baruch on one hand comes to visit Avraham, to check on him, Bekecholim, and Avraham apologizes to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, wait a minute, I have some important issues to take care of. He saw three Arabs walking through on the street, the Yoretz Lekrosom, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Echnosas Orchem. So first we'll start off with Bekecholim, and then, if time will permit, a bit about Echnosas Orchem. Three different sources are found in Shas, sources to the Mitzvah of Bekecholim. So to you, Dalet. Chazal bring the posuk Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teleichun Vechi Efshar Alechet Acharav Halo Eish Oichlo Hi Ela Halech Bedrochov. You should emulate the ways of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Mahu Choyin Endala Mafatu Chano Endala Mahu Mavak Choyin Mafata Tevaker Cholim Umenoron Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mavak Choyin. How do we know and where do we know that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Mavak Choyin Shenemar? So from here we see HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Mavak HaKholim, and we are to go in the ways of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, one source of the mitzvah of Bekecholim. Bov metzia lamedu medbeis, Chazal darshan the posuk, Vohidatu lehem es haderach asher yelchu ba, Vohidatu lehem es haderach ze gemilus chasodim asher yelchu ba, ze bikur cholim. And then source number three in Adorim Lametesu Medbeis. Im kamois kol odam tomosun of kodas kol odam bam. Bnei adam amutalim ba'arisa. U bnei adam ba'im lefkod otam, levaker otam. Source number three. So it would be surprising that the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Evel, Halacha Aleph, writes that Bekecholim, as Gemilus Chasodim, Anachnusas Orchem, Anachnusas Kala, these are all mitzvahs me Divrei Soifrim. Three sources in Shas and Divrei Soifrim. But even more than that, the Rambam goes on to explain that all these mitzvahs are included in V'Ahavta Rechu Kamecha. So if we have three different psukim that Chazal quote in Shas as sources of Bekecholim, the Rambam ignores all three of them and he says, number four, the mitzvah is actually v'yahavto l'reacho kemoicho. I think the interpretation is a very simple one, and I made this clear many different opportunities. There is a category of mitzvahs which is defined as mitzvahs that are bonan she'ikaron min ha'Torah. All these mitzvahs, which are essentially gemilas chasodim, achnosas kala, lavoi esames, bekecholim, are mitzvahs medivrei soifrim. However, when we engage in these mitzvahs, we're mekayim a mitzvah diuraisa. Ki ikara mitzvah diuraisa. That means, when you engage in these deeds, in these acts of chesed, you're mekayim a mitzvah diuraisa. But if you do not do so, you're not mevatel a mitzvah diuraisa. Because the mitzvah is, v'ahavtu rachu kamoichu, love thy fellow man. The understanding of Chazal is that the mitzvah is not merely an emotion, love, but actually, kederach u'ehavim, lehitiv, do good to fellow men. There are 1,000 ways in which a person could express his love and his affection. And each and every one of those ways would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore it doesn't He doesn't necessarily have to express his love by Bikur Cholim or by Hachnosas Kala. So this category is a mitzvah d'rabbono sheikra min haTorah. And in the opinion of the Rambam, all three sources that I quoted at the beginning of the shiur, Soita, Bava Metzia, Nidorim, all are Asmachta. And therefore, mitzvahs medivrei sofrim, all the sources are Asmachta. However, they are all included and based on the same general principle and general mitzvah of Yuhafto L'Reacho Kemoicho. What is the essence of Bikur Cholim? The Turin Semeshin Lamed Hein Yoredei, quoting the Ramban, and the Ramban is in Teres Odom. The Ramban writes that Bikur Cholim actually has two different objectives. When you check on a Cholim, on the ill, then you will try to help, see what their needs are, what they are missing, what they are lacking, and maybe do your most to try to help them. The other objective is tefillah. When you see a person in pain, naturally, you're going to daven for them. Those are the two objectives and motives of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The Beis Yosef comments that in accordance to this Hagdama, if you do Bikur Cholim and you're not mispalel, lo kiyem mitzvah. And this is very surprising. Why would we say that the Ikar mitzvah is tefillah? So, after all, he visited, maybe he helped, maybe he gave money. Lo kiyem mitzvah, because he wasn't mispalel. Tefillah is only one of the two objectives. And what would the Beis Yosef say if you came to visit the Chol and you were mispalel, but you didn't really check on him, and you didn't pay interest, and you didn't inquire what his needs are? What would the Beis Yosef say then? Was he mekayim the mitzvah or not? Well, he only did 50% of the mitzvah. Why would we differentiate between this 50% or that 50%? If I would have my way, I would suggest that the Turin and Ramban merely explain what is the essence of this mitzvah, what is his reasoning, why is there a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? But anybody that came and visited a Cholim was mekayim the mitzvah, whether he davened or not, whether he helped or not. Because these two reasonings are merely to help us understand why this mitzvah is important, why it is a mitzvah at all. However, like in many other instances, in many other cases, when you were mekayim a mitzvah, you're mekayim a mitzvah, even though you did not achieve the goals of the mitzvah. Therefore, I was very happy when I noticed that the Chofetz Chaim, in his great Sefer Ahavas Chesed, dedicated to Gemel Esosodim, Chele Gemel, Pere Gemel, when he quotes the Beis Yosef, he writes, Im lo hispala lo kiyem mitzvah kiddin. And that one added word, I think, makes a difference. The Kavon of the Chofetz Chaim is his understanding of the Beis Yosef, lo kiyem mitzvah bishleimuta. It isn't that he wasn't Makayim a mitzvah. I made clear in many tshuvas and in many places in my sefer that lechatchila, we have to be Makayim mitzvahs in a way in which we achieve the goal of the mitzvah, even though that's not ma'akev. But that is the proper hanhoga. So being that the essence of Bikur Cholim is to do good, ultimately it's not just coming to visit, but trying to help, be helpful, davening, and therefore, Mishelo Hispana Loki a mitzvah kiddin, Loki a mitzvah bishleimuta. Actually, my feeling is that there are three different parts in Bikur Cholim. The most essential and basic one is the very coming to see the ill. When people come to see him, just paying interest and honoring a Cholim when we come to visit them is in itself a mitzvah, because that is mesameach and mechazek the Cholim. The Ramban and the Tur add on that we should do more than that. Not merely coming to visit, but caring, checking, and offering help, and also davening. So my personal opinion would be, Bikur Cholim likesha atzmo is always a mitzvah, because when you come to visit the Cholim, you make him happy, it gives him chizik, And that in itself is a mitzvah. However, there are two different and additional objectives, which are both more profound and demand more from the person that is makayim this mitzvah. Offering help and assistance in as much as we can, and tefillah. There's an interesting machlokes between the Bidyosef and the Darkei Moshe and Simin Shin Lamed Hei. Is there a mitzvah on a soina to come to visit an enemy, an adversary? The Beis Yosef quotes the Maril. The Maril has a raya from the Gemara that even a soina has a mitzvah of Bikachol. The Darkei Moshe rejects the raya of the Maril and he says, no, a soina doesn't have a mitzvah. What is the origin? What is the logic of this machlaikas? So one might argue, it depends what the reasoning of Bikachol is. If it's davening, that even a soina could be daven. If it's trying to be helpful, once again, even an adversary could try to be helpful. But if the objective is just making the choyla happy by the fact that we came to see him, then if a soina comes to see him, an enemy, an adversary, a foe, then probably would make him very happy. He would have mixed feelings, and therefore better he shouldn't come. So would this be the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Maran on one hand and the Rama on the other hand? I don't think so. Because we don't really find the machlokes, what is the basis and what is the reasoning, the rationale of Bikur Cholim. The Tur and the Ramban both say the same. Two different Yisoides in Bikur Cholim. So why would we make a machlokes between the poskim? And therefore I say, regarding this topic, as I said many times before, not always, is every machlokes dependent upon the yesoides of a halacha. And sometimes the machlokes are merely in details and in specifics, and in proof that one party or another brings or rejects from Shas. And I think that applies to our sugya as well. It is as clear as daylight that there's no mitzvah of Bikur Cholim if you're going to make the Chola sad. The Gemara says one shouldn't come and visit the Chola that has a high fever because the Chola would very much like to speak to his visitors and he has difficulty speaking and talking with a high fever and therefore you shouldn't come. So we see that you shouldn't come for Bikur Cholim if you're going to cause the Chola tzar instead of simcha. So if a soine comes, if we assume that the chole is going to have tzar, he definitely has no mitzvah of bikur chole. So I think the machloikas is in those cases or situations in which we cannot predict in advance how a person might react. Maybe he'll be happy to see his adversary. Maybe it'll agitate him and aggravate him. How could we know? So the Milim Beis Yosef say, you have to take a chance. You have a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, try your best, and let's hope he'll be happy to see you. When the Rama rejects the Beis Yosef, the formulation he uses is Sheval Taisa Odif. And I think this Nusach, this Loshon, this formulation proves that it is not the Yesodis the Kamachloikis, and the Rama says there is no mitzvah on a Soina. I think the Rama's opinion is based on Sheval Taisa Odif. We cannot know in advance how he will react. Will he like it or not? Will it aggravate him or will it appease him? So if you don't really know, Sheval Taisa Odif. One of the famous discussions Gedolim of our time deal with is, could you perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim with a telephone call? Well, we live in a modern world. Devarim Shelo Yisharu Mavoseinu. The Menchas Yitzchok deals with this question. And Rav Moshe once again goes into the different reasonings, rationales we find in the mitzvah, tefillah, offering help. My basic opinion is that whenever we're dealing with the Rabbonans, whether it's a mitzvah Rabbon or Atkonos Chachomim, we need to perform the mitzvah precisely in the way Chachomim were metaken. Totally different topic, but my opinion is you cannot say a brocha l'hadik ner Shabbos and electricity. Because ner is a ner, and Chazal were metaken ner is Shabbos, and ner is Shabbos is some form of Chomer Be'era, inflammable material with fire. That is a Ner. That was Chachomer or Metaken. So I'm fully aware with electricity you might have Oinik Shabbos and Kvoit Shabbos and Shalom Bayis, but nevertheless, it's not a Ner. And the same applies to our topic. Chazal or Metaken, you have to go visit a Choyle. Not because Chazal speak about Bikur Choylem. In modern Hebrew, Bikur is to visit. But in our sources, Bikur means to check, to examine. Bikur Dalet Yomim. We have to examine the animal 4 days before we could bring it as a sacrifice in the base of Mikdash. So Bikur Choylem actually means checking on a Choylem. But nevertheless, it is clear from many sugyas and shas that in days of yore, the only way you could check is by coming to see him. They had no phones, they had no other means of communications, and therefore the takona was lalechet levaker et achoyle. If you call him on the phone, you'll make him happy. It definitely is chesed. It's nice, it's a beautiful thing to do, but it is not the mitzvah of bikur choylem. That is my opinion. Let's dedicate a few minutes to the other mitzvah in this week's parsha. In the same psukim, I quoted before, Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin, G'doy le'achnos azochim, Yoisim ha'kabolos b'nei ha'shchina. Avraham had the unique privilege, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see him, and he, k'v'yochel, leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yisuena v'yar v'hine shloish anoshim nitzav amolav, v'yoretz lekrosam. And the Gemara says in Brochas Samach Gimel Amud Beis that if your guests are Talmid HaChachamim, that is Kahakrovos Tamidim. It is like bringing Korban Tamid in the Beis Hamikdash. We find that it's showing the various halachic principles that they learned from this parsha from Avraham Avinu, Sefer Hayira LeRabbeinu Yoina, in beautiful language, as we always find in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoni stresses that a person should care for his guests alone and not through servants or people. Milono Godel Mavrom Avinu Shayulo Yelide Beisoi. He had servants, he had maids, but when he saw guests, Vayoretz Lekrosam, he did it on his own. He didn't send anybody else. This proves that in Achnosas Orchem Mitzvah Bo Yoisem Mebishluchoi, that is Rabbeinu Yoina in Sefer Ayiro. Rabbeinu Bachye in Sefer Kadakemach. Kadakemach is unique, one of the earliest svarim that were composed in an alphabetical order. Ois Aleph Orchim. Rabbeinu Bachye says that a person is not Yotzir Dechavoso, is sitting at home and waiting guests should come, and when they do come, being nice to them. You have to initiate. You have to go out. That is what Avraham Avinu did. V'yar v'yoretz lekrosom. You have to initiate and go out of the house to look for guests. Another halacha that we learn from this week's parsha, Chofetz Chaim, Ahavas Chesed, Chelek Gimel, Perek Beis, the Chofetz Chaim says there's a mitzvah of chinuch to Achnos Hasorchem. And just like we have to be machanach our children to the mitzvah Sheben Odom Lamokoim, there is also a concept of chinuch by Achnos Hasorchem. And he proves this point from the continuation of our parasha. Rashi writes, "V'yiten el hanar ze Yishmol lechanchu b'mitzvot." How old was Yishmol? Definitely was bar mitzvah, because at the end of last week's parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham circumcised Yishmol, the pasuk says, "V'hu ben shloishes l'shonim." So probably this week's parsha, he was a bit older. But nevertheless, Rashi writes, mitzvot, and therefore it is reasonable that a person should be machanach lamitzvahs, even ketanim. So these are some halachas that we learn from this week's parasha. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph Siv Katan Aleph that when you have guests, you should make an effort to get to the food as soon as possible b'Leil Shabbos, not to wait too long. There were some Gedolim that I heard that when they had guests, they skipped the Zmiris, Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, before Kiddush, and they said them after Kiddush. The Devar Avrom, Chelik Bei Siman Aleph, writes, Shomati B'Shem Agon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shmuel Meir of Radin, that the Chofetz Chaim argued, if you have guests, especially if they're poor, and they're sitting at your table, every minute you wait, you're over on Bal Ta'acher. Because in the beginning of Masechet Lashon, we learn that if an Oni is lefonov, with an outstretched hand, there is Bal Ta'acher immediately, and not only after Sholosh Legolim. So obviously, the argument of the Chofetz Chaim, quoted by the Dvar Avraham, by the great Kavanah Rav, is if people are sitting at your table, it is as if they are waiting with an outstretched hand, and therefore you're over on Bal Ta'acher. However, the Dvar Avraham says, well, that we need to be Miyashem Minig Olam, and therefore he argues, because this is the custom, and therefore that would not be considered Bal Ta'acher. It is as if this was the agreement between us, this is the custom. When these people would be sitting at their own homes, they also, it would take some time, a few minutes, and therefore, that would not be considered Bal Ta'acher. In Shulchan Aruch, we find various sources in which we see that Chazal were makel, even b'cheshash isa, mishum mitzvahs hachnosis orchem. Shin lamed gimel, סעיף א', אין מפנה מסווייצה, אבל בשביל להכנוס לצורך המותר. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's an issue of terche, or maybe you've done the chol. And nevertheless, משום מכנוס לצורך הם, they were makel. יורדי הקוף יוד בי, סעיף תזבב, a guest that doesn't eat pasakum, but he is visiting a person that does eat pasakum, he is entitled to eat Pasako Mishum Eva. And we find the opposite halacha in Orachaim Kuf Samaches. It is there that we learn that if the Balabayas doesn't eat Pasako and the Ereach does, and the Balabayas has to be Moitzi him Mipsias Apas, so the Briolocha says he can eat Pasako. These are two halachas, two sides of the same coin, two sides in which we see that sometimes Chazal were lenient with the Surah Darabonon to enhance, encourage the mitzvah of Hachnasas Oyach. So we dealt with two of the most important mitzvahs, Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. Both are part of the greater concept of Gemilas Chasodim. Bikuchoylem and Achnosis Orchem. These are the middos of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first of Shloisha Avos, the first of the three patriarchs. The Zohar Kodesh says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov are Torah Avodo and Gemilas Chasodim, the three pillars of the world, the pillars of our existence. However, it is interesting to note Avraham. What is Avraham? Titen Chesed l'Avraham. Avraham is a Moed HaChesed. We learn the Achnosa Sorchem from Avraham. We learn Ve'yita Eisho, Oyhal Avraham. Avraham is Chesed. Yitzchak is Avoida. The ultimate sacrifice is a Kedus Yitzchak. Yankov Ishtam Yoishev Ohalim. So Yankov is Torah. So it's interesting. It's the other way around. The Mishnah speaks about Torah, then Avodah, then Gemilas Chasodim. Regarding the others, it was the other way around. Chesed, Avodah, and only then Torah. My feeling is, and I explained this many times, our others, especially Avraham, came to a barren world. I could only guess there were signs up that Avraham is giving at Rosh Hashabbos in the afternoon. Avraham was up all night to prepare that Rosh Hashabbos afternoon. No one showed up. Nobody really cares. People ask, what's a drasha? Well, Avraham is the great Rosh Hashiva. He's going to teach us Torah. What is Torah? Nobody knew. Nobody was interested. Nobody cared. So Avraham comes to a barren world and he understands with his profound knowledge and Ruach HaKodesh, the only way is with Chesed. So instead of opening the yeshiva for the masses, he opened a restaurant in Achsania. And he gave food for free. People flocked from near and from far. Everybody wanted a hamburger or an ice cream, whatever it was. Before they left, they thanked Avraham for his generosity. And Avraham says, no, I'm not the one you have to thank. Let us all thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his generosity. Whatever we have is miyodoi, hagedoylo, hameleyo, v'harachovo. Whatever we have is by the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's both of us, I and you, let's thank the Almighty. That is how Avraham brought Yiddishkeit to the masses. Chesed, through Chesed to Avoda, that is how he brought people to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give gratitude, to say Berachas HaMazon. And I think after they spent some time in Avraham's tent, in Avraham's restaurant, and he taught them the concept of Brachas and HaKadosh HaTov and gratitude, probably the next Shabbos, when there were signs out in the street that Avraham is giving a drasha, at least some of the people came. So the Tana deals with the three Yesodos in their natural order, in the order of their importance. It is Torah, Avodah, and then Gemilas Chasadim. But in the days of the Avos HaKadoshim, it had to be the other way around. Chesed, through Chesed, Avodah, and only then Torah. And that is why the Yovah start off with Avraham, Titen Chesed LaAvraham, Pachad Yitzchok, Teferes Yankov. And a Brochus Nun Ches Chazal say, Teferes Matan Torah. So Avraham was Amoid HaChesed. No wonder when we learn to what extremes Avraham Avinu went in the performance of the mitzvah of Hachnos Asarchim, as we see in the beginning of this week's parsha. Shlishi Lemilahoyo, 100-year-old man, went through surgery. Three Arabs are out there in the street, three Gentiles, and Avraham leaves the Kodesh Baruch Hu and runs and begs them, please come into my house. Come in and have some food and drinks. That is Messias Nefesh for Chesed. Those are the beautiful midas of Avraham Avinu. So this week, we continue learning about Avraham Avinu. From Avraham to Yitzchak, from Yitzchak to Yankov, Torah, and Avoda, and Gemilas Chasodim, Ki Heim Chayenu, Va'orech Yemenu. We should be zoichet to follow in the footsteps of the Avos HaKadoshim, or beglalav oistashia bonim, v'sovi geula levnei v'neihem, b'mheiro v'yomenu, amen.